Say, Lord Jesus, we're going to obey your word.
Lord Jesus, we're going to obey your word.
Any hidden corners. Anything I've reserved for myself.
Any judgments I've passed.
Against myself. Or against anyone else.
And even you, Lord.
I give it all.
Without reservation.
Totally to you.
Some of it is too heavy for me.
Some of it is too painful for me.
So I give it to you.
Wholeheartedly.
By a choice of my free will.
And I do my best not to take it back.
Or rationalize.
Every aspect of it.
I give it totally to you.
I give it all to you.
In Jesus' name.
I pray.
I want to take you to Romans chapter 8. This afternoon, there was a strong press three times, Romans 8, 29. Romans 8, 29, one verse. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Verse 30 will give you an indigestion if you try to perform it. And those he predestined, he also called. Notice it's he called. He called, he also justified. He justified. So if you're trying to scrub yourself clean, have a party. Those he justified, he also glorified. You understand where I'm coming from. I want to just take you a little bit deeper. Because sometimes we argue with the Lord. Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers, and he will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. This was also spoken in Acts 2:16. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. So things have been prepared ahead. 1 Corinthians 2:7. 1 Corinthians 2:7. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. I stress, before time began. His unchanging purpose is also confirmed in 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy 1:9, who has saved us and called us to a holy life. Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Before the beginning of time. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. A faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. The provision for the sanctification of the believer. 1 Peter 1:2. 1 Peter 1:2. Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. I stress, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and the sprinkling by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Revelation 13:8 centers this on the death of our Savior. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life, belonging to the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. You say, what are you up to, Kim? What are you trying to prove? I'm trying to prove that you're not here by accident. And now go back to Romans 8. I want to repeat verse 29. Let it go into your hearts. Don't try to read it. Just close your eyes. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died? More than that, who was raised to life? Is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for you and me? That's my version. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? There are times that you will feel divided. There are times that you're going to feel like there's two of you. And the arguments are going to go with reasoning on one side and the word of the Lord on the other. And I had many seasons where reasoning took over and I went with it because it was a lot more comfortable. Verse 36, that is written, For your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither heights nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, if you'll look at your neighbor and say, have you got a clue?
Have you got a
clue? He fixed you? He fixed you? He'll fix you?
He'll heal you?
He'll deliver you?
He'll set you free?
If you rely on?
On
Pastor Kim.
No.
My wife said absolutely not.
She's right.
But you got the point. And if you're trusting in yourself above me, we're both in trouble. Mm-hmm. Trusting him is a process of learning. And several weeks ago, there was a word about the church being a stainless steel 18-wheeler. And on the sides of it were running boards. Decorated. Yeah, they were decorated with garland. And a few days later, the Holy Spirit opened that vision up to me when there was a truck next to me and it had no running board, not even a pipe like some of the guys have now. It's pipes instead of running boards. And I said, Lord, that truck's got no running board. And I was talking to myself. And he said, no, but it's time for the boards to run. And I said, oh, we're having a play on words. He said, yes, it's time to run. So we had a meeting and we talked about this running board. And because we were in obedience, we took several days to pray. And the board met and agreed that it was time to do something about some of the saints in the house. And there was another prophecy that there was pillars that needed to be erected for support. And so we went ahead and we prayed again. And we asked for God's grace and God's revelation. And the byproduct of that is that tonight we're going to put three pillars into the house. We've had different pillars at the different times, but it's time for new pillars because of choices that people have made and respected. So I was privileged to communicate with these three pillars. One of them is Mary Jo, and the other two are kind of connected. So John and Ann are the other two pillars. And the board agreed to lift them up and ask the saints to pray over them to confirm them as deacons in the house of prayer. And so we waited for Ron to help in this situation. And so he didn't know, because I didn't say anything. All I said to the Lord was, when? And he said, Passover. And I said, when in the Passover? And he said, none of your business. So I didn't know till this afternoon, when that scripture kept bouncing in, that God has chosen people to do certain works. So I did confer with all three of these, and they did pray, and that will be their story. I'm not going to tattle on them. I'd like to, but I won't. But I believe that we need to take some quality time and anoint them with oil
and then to release a blessing upon them. And the only requirement that we have from them is that they continue to be themselves. If you and I were to lay another burden on them, I think that would be a false burden, because when you are being yourself and obeying the Holy Spirit, you will be able to do that which God has called you to do as a person of accountability in any house of prayer, whatever church it is. So I'm not trying to, you know, give a formula or anything like that, because I don't believe in that. What I believe in is what God has already put in, He will expound and He will bless. So you might close your Bibles right now. And I'm going to ask you to sit in the front over here so that we can just pray over you guys and anoint you and bless you for the continuation of being who you are in Christ. So if you want to park right here, young lady. And should we put the man in the middle?
Sure.
Oh, okay, John.
That'd be a first.
We'll park you right there. It'll be a first, okay. And put your sweetheart right there. You better put it back on, John.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, my brain is disconnected. Forgive me.
Yes.
Put it back on. That's it. Because we're going to bless these with a prayer shawl. And young lady. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Are you going to help?
Sure.
Good. About time. I got to tease him. If I don't, we're going to be in trouble. You want to move your leg?
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Oh, there's a keyboard.
I set aside some oil a long time ago for this purpose, so if you will all rise, please. Some of you need to take your place behind them as the Holy Spirit leads you. So just pray right now and ask the Lord which one you're supposed to lay hands on. Okay? Because we're not doing this by ourselves. We're doing this with you, Lord. So just go ahead and obey. Ron, do you have anything in your heart concerning what has been spoken?
Comme Kim a parlé tout à l'heure à propos d'être... Oh, as Kim has mentioned that we have been...
I can see where you are.
Yeah. I've been practicing doing it in French, translating it automatically, but it doesn't work all the time. If you go to another portion of Scripture, you will find exactly the same things that Kim has mentioned. It's in the book of Ephesians, the very first chapter.
Yeah.
It says exactly the very same. It says, you had been predestined to this even in Him before the foundation of the world. You are just now entering in the call that was given to you long ago. And now you are being released and set by Him to actually fulfill that work that you've been called to. And it's to uphold and support and uplift the work that is going on here. And I'm going to add something that the Lord has been dealing with me for almost a year now. I didn't know when it would come out, but it seems like tonight is the night, that it is the start. I have mentioned many times before here in this very house that God is preparing to do something that is so totally out of the box. It's new. He's preparing it. He's going to release it in His way, in His time, and through the ones that He has chosen to. And don't try to analyze it. Don't try to reason it, because you will not be able to. Just trust Him, follow Him, and He will accomplish it. And it's going to be grand, about the biggest work that will ever be done. Because what He's doing, He is coming to take over His church.
Agreed.
It will no longer be any one-man show anywhere. And those ministries, watch around you at various ministries, those that are in leadership that will not abandon the post, I'm the boss here, they are going to be put out of the way. Because He is the leader. He is the head. We are the body. We have to learn to function as the body, letting the head direct, decide, and accomplish. That's the one thing that the Lord Jesus, when He was upon the earth, understood. And He said it many a time, but it seems like most people have not captured that thought. He says, it's not me that is doing the works. It is the Father who is in me. He is doing the work. He is even talking through my mouth to you. In other words, the Father was revealing Himself to His own people, but He was using a vessel just like you and I are. And we have to relearn to be obedient to His voice. Learn to hear His voice. And I'm happy to say that many of you do hear, and you do go around. What I have seen in that paper right there, that came word by word. Who would have thought of that and reasoned it?
Nobody.
Nobody. Not even I. But He is capable. And He can take anyone He wants to, as long as we are vessels that are yielded to Him, abandoned to Him. Forget your plans, forget your designs. They're worth nothing. It's His plans and His designs that are going to be accomplished anyway. So why fight it? But most people, the flesh wants to fight, the flesh wants to control, the flesh wants to do this, the flesh wants to do that. You're going to butt your head against that wall every time you do it. But if you just lay back and say, okay, Lord, You do it. And just watch it. Just watch it. He'll make you do things that will make your head spin. And it's coming. It's coming faster than people realize.
Amen.
And He's going to do it.
That's right.
And it's starting, you know, real soon. Really, much faster than we think. Mm-hmm. We can already see some of that going on around us. So, in a way, if you captured the whole gist of this thing, is God is separating the sheep from the goat.
That's right.
The sheep that are going to be willing to be used, mm-hmm. He'll work with them. The others will be pushed to the side because He can't work with them. I don't want that.
Amen.
Personally, I don't want that. I don't know about you, but from your reaction and your answer, being willing to serve, then He will use you. Mm-hmm. He will do whatever it is that He wants to, as long as you remain totally yielded to Him.
Amen.
Get something Amen. Else, Dad?
That's good. Would all three of you hold hands, please? That's it. Father, I anoint Mary Jo in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I release her, Father, to obey as she has learned to obey, and to give her the grace that she needs 24/7. For every time that she receives, Lord, that it will be able to pour out of her on the day and on the hour that you choose, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I anoint you and I seal you, and unto him, so that you will also be able to do that which God has pressed into you. Some things you've been holding, but other things you've been able to release. The door will be more open than ever to be able to say and speak the word, and it will manifest. It will manifest. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And John? Oh, Jose. I anoint you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I release your heart to a new freedom, where the memories of the persecution and the betrayals will continue to melt away under his precious anointing of love. This is a house of prayer and intercession, not just for you, but for all those that you will minister to in the days and weeks ahead. And Father, as you have given us these that have been willingly giving, let them continue to be blessed. Let their families be blessed. Let the refreshing wind be at their back. Let your angels manifest for every word that is coming out of their heart. For and through you, the house will be blessed. In Jesus' name. Any additions from the saints? Yes? Go ahead.
And that's not just for them. It's for everybody. You want your prayers answered continually and without having to work hard for them. It can be done, because each and every single one of you, individually, we all have a book in heaven that is written. And God wants to bless us a whole lot more than we're willing to go about it, or even know how to go about it, to get it. What is the greatest gift that God gave us?
Son.
That's the one. But this, the other. Because his son came, he did the work that God sent him to do here. The Holy Spirit. What is the gift of the Holy Spirit? Your prayer in tongues. That is the heavenly language. That's the direct line to the heart of the Father, and it's perfect prayers. It's perfect intercession. It's a perfect form of prayer request that you can make to God, because they're made according to the each of your book that are in heaven, that have already been written. You want to get them accomplished? Pray in the Spirit, and pray until you bust through the line of opposition. And that will bring you right into the throne room, and everything that you will be praying for will be according to the heart of God. And it will get accomplished every time. Mm-hmm. Never amiss. Never amiss. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the biggest secrets. Remember when I mentioned, I think it was last year, I don't know if you were here, when I mentioned that I went through a time of prayer many, many years ago, because I was being bothered in my times of prayer with all kinds of thoughts that would come. And after about 3 or 4 years of that, I had enough. I made a decision. It ends now.
Amen.
So I prayed in the Spirit until I busted into the heavens. I went through what was the veil. Mm-hmm. It took 18 hours of praying in tongues that one day. But you know what happened? I didn't share that part, because I didn't know if people would be ready to hear it and understand it. It's, you ever heard of sonic boom?
Mm-hmm. We used to have them here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the reason I asked, because you must have heard them with the military airplanes. Well, there was something of that nature that happened into my apartment. And here I am on the third floor. My doors are all locked, the windows are all closed. They're crank type closure with the arm that I hooked up. At first I thought, hey, somebody just busted in or broke something or whatever. And I started looking around because I heard this sound. And I couldn't figure out what had just happened. So I look around my apartment, there's nobody there. But yet, with that noise, which normally would scare the wits out of anybody, especially in my part of the country, because we don't get these things. We don't have military installations close to us. So sonic booms, I had never heard of. I knew they existed, but I didn't know about them. But that sonic boom there was the enemy that just took a flying leap and took off. And he stopped bothering me. That's when I started getting healings. Because I'd had cancer, because when I first came to the Lord and those times there, I was bound with cancer, which is about the worst form. There's nobody actually that ever survived that type of cancer, which is blood leukemia. Mine was chronic acute leukemia. When they discovered it, I had 2 months to live. And as you can see, that's back in 1978. And I'm here today. So I started getting those, but at the time I did not realize how important the speaking in tongue was, because it bypasses first your understanding. It's a direct language between you and the Father, because you're praying to the Father in the name of Jesus, but the Holy Spirit is the one who searches the heart. He knows your, he searches your heart, and he searches the heart of the Father to see what it is that is to be done in your life. And then because you're praying according to the will of the Father, because the Holy Spirit is the one that's guiding the prayer in the perfect language, it bypasses all the enemy, and he can't stop it. He cannot in any way, shape, or form stop it, because he doesn't know what was said. And you know what? The Lord showed me that just recently, after I received a message from a certain number, a man by the name of Kevin Zadai. Remember back in Genesis 11, what happened? The earth was all of one single language.
Yep. Right.
And God came down to see and said this: if we don't stop this, there is nothing that they attempt to do that they will not succeed.
Right.
Because they're of one common accord, one common mind. So he divided the languages. He gave them new languages, which we have today. Here we have the English in the United States. In Canada, we have English and French. And in here, too, you have many other languages. And every country has its own language. So it got to a point where they could not understand one another. So what happened? They all got divided. But now, through the return of the language, the gift of the Holy Spirit that has come back and given us the way to be able to get back to our original state. Because we're heading back to the garden, whether you know it or not. We're heading back to the garden, and we're heading to the point where we will be of a single language of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Right now we may not understand it because it's not time, but there will be a time where we will understand everything that we're saying.
Amen.
Because God will reveal it as we're able to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Not before.
Amen. Amen.
So if you keep that up, so just get in there and pray in the Spirit, and the Lord will show you, he will guide you. He'll guide you a step, because you remember, he says he will guide you with his eye. And it'll be so peaceful. Mm-hmm. He'll bring you into a place where you don't even know why you're going there. You don't even know what's about to happen. But you're there, and then you're going to wonder, what am I doing here, Lord? And all of a sudden, he'll make you do whatever it is that he planned already. Because it's already written. It's already written in our book, each one of us. His book is written, mine is written, every one of us. God wants to do it. And remember this, the kingdom of God is voice activated. God's angels do not obey to your personal requests that are not lined up in the will of God. They are lined up with your spiritual language. And as these prayers go forth, the angels are just there, and they're just waiting to go. And sometimes if you hear noises around you, don't ask the question anymore. He's there. The angels had just arrived on the job. And he proved it to me, literally, 2 weeks ago. That's very recent, so I can't say that it didn't happen. I'm on the floor like I did tonight. There was laying down on the floor, but I was in an intercession meeting. And I just laid down, and I started praying in tongues immediately. And you know what happened? First thing I know, on my back, here and here, a pair of hands came down and let me know that there was somebody there. I thought it was somebody physical in the assembly. I turn around, there's not a person close to me within 20 feet of where I am. Then I just looked up. Okay, thank you, Lord. My warring angel was there. Amen. I knew of his presence because the Lord told me about him many, many years ago. He said, I have placed a warring angel with you, and he's going to accompany you everywhere you go and in whatever you do. Because I was doing some serious intercession and warfare at one point, even more than I do now. I don't have to work anywhere near as hard anymore. But at that time, I did. And that angel was accompanying me to a point at one time, the first time, just hear this, the first time I was asked to speak in a church. I'm sitting there praying in my seat. I'm at the very back, the last row. And I didn't know, Lord, what is it that you have planned? I haven't got a clue. But I had a friend that sometimes would just come behind me and start praying over me and pray in tongues. And sometimes he'd pray in the understanding or prophesy. So I thought it was him because I felt his hands on both my shoulders. But when I turned around, he was somewhere else in another corner of the assembly talking with somebody else. So when I saw that, I just went like this. And I saw him. I saw that angel. So I can't say that it's not real. I saw him. He was at least a minimum of 15 feet in height. Just standing behind me, strengthening me, preparing me for what was to come ahead at the meeting. And would you believe that the message that came out of my mouth, I didn't have a clue what was going on. I just gave out the message, and two-thirds of the assembly, the message went right over their heads. But somebody was at the back, and he needed what was given that night. And he came up to me later on, and you know what he said? You mean to tell me I have been wasting my time all of these years doing this, that, and that, and that? Well, if that's what you've received through the message, then so be it. I'm not here to judge it. God showed it to you. You deal with it. Prayed for him. The way it was. That's the way it went. Amen. So God will use you, even if when you're given a message, it may go over the head of everybody, but somewhere in the assembly, one or two people were needing an answer of some kind coming from the Lord. And he will use you in your message. Sometimes he'll make you say things that don't make any sense with what you're talking about. But lo and behold, it answers someone's prayers.
Amen.
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 So
Amen.
Don't be offended when things don't always go exactly as you would like them to go, because He is the one that's in control.
That's right.
He is the head. We're just the body. We're just the vessel that he wants to use.
Amen.
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 Anything that came into your heart? Susan?
No.
Okay. We release you to go and see. Sit. Didn't hurt, did it?
Not really, no.
Not really.
At least we were honest, right?
Yes.